this is George Cady, KCIW Community Radio's host of Coastal Classical Music, the voice of the Brookings Harbor Friends of Music. This is the first podcast highlighting a program from the new season of Friends of Music Concerts, which, by the way, is beginning its 32nd year of bringing world-class classical performances to Brookings audiences. The coming season features 8 exciting concerts with a wide variety of genres and musical traditions. At the end of this podcast, I'll provide details on where and when the first concert will take place, how to get tickets, and so on, so have a paper and pencil ready. But first, you piano players out there, try this. I'm guessing that if you think you could play that, you're so lucky to have 20 fingers, because the performer is Zofo, a four-hand piano duo consisting of the exciting young pianists Eva Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi. This, by the way, is the first time ever in its 32 years for Friends of Music to present a four-hand piano duo, and it's just about the most exciting thing I can think of. The audio clip you just heard is from a piece called Let's Play a Duet by Tomohiro Moriyama. It was stunning to watch the video and see just how this is done, with interlocking arms and the pianists reaching around each other and at one point even exchanging positions on the piano bench. Since joining forces as a professional duo in 2009, internationally acclaimed solo pianists Eva Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi, Zofo, have electrified audiences from Carnegie Hall to Tokyo with their dazzling artistry and outside-the-box programming for piano four hands. The name Zofo breaks down to Z-O, which represents the number 20, and F-O, which stands for Finger Orchestra, 20 Finger Orchestra. Zofo, one of only a handful of duos worldwide devoted exclusively to piano duets, is blazing a bold new path for four-hands groups by focusing on 20th and 21st centuries repertoire and by commissioning new works from noted composers each year. Zofo also performs heart-pumping duet arrangements of famous orchestral pieces, such as Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, exploring the realms in which many composers first experienced their symphonic visions, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. They believe that the piano duet is the most intimate form of chamber music, with two musicians playing individual parts on one instrument in a complex, often beautiful choreography of four hands. Since its inception in 2009, Zofo has accomplished some remarkable achievements. They've been named winners of the Steinway Artists Ensemble Award, and they were nominated for 2 Grammy Awards for their recording Mind Melds. Press reviews of Zofo have described their performances as electrifyingly out of this world, that was Bachtrack, dazzling, LA Times, and jaw-dropping, San Francisco Examiner. The Washington Post described their performance as surging with athletic precision and joy. Swiss pianist Eva Maria Zimmerman has appeared as a soloist in Europe and the United States, offering performances that have been described in the press as breathtakingly intense and passionate and deeply expressive. Her engagements have included recitals as well as concerto performances throughout Europe and North America, and she currently resides in San Francisco. Keisuke Nakagoshi began his piano studies at the age of 10, arriving in the United States from Japan at the age of 18. He earned his bachelor's degree in composition and a master's degree in chamber music from the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Mr. Nakagoshi has performed to acclaim on prestigious concert stages across the United States, including the Kennedy Center, Carnegie Hall, the Hollywood Bowl, and Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco. Mr. Nakagoshi is pianist in residence at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Released on the Sono Luminous label in spring 2012, Mind Meld was nominated for a Grammy Award as the Best Chamber Music Small Ensemble Performance of the Year. That same program, Mind Meld's Composers Share the Bench, will be the program performed in Brookings at the upcoming concert. It features the works of four remarkable 20th century composers and musical compatriots: Leonard Bernstein, Claude Debussy, Harold Shapiro, and Igor Stravinsky. These four knew each other, learned from each other, sometimes performed together, and embraced the piano four hands form to explore their symphonic visions. All understood the power of sharing the bench. Our program will start with the overture to Candide by Leonard Bernstein. While Bernstein seems to have had trouble getting the right tone for his operetta Candide, through all the turmoil, the overture remained essentially untouched. From the outset, it was a popular piece of bubbling optimism. Here Bernstein achieved the flavor he seems to have sought for the rest of Candide. In 1956, he orchestrated the overture for a full symphony orchestra and introduced it as a standalone work with the New York Philharmonic in 1957. Within 2 years, it would be played by almost 100 orchestras, rapidly becoming his most frequently performed symphonic composition. Here it is, as performed by Zofo. See if you can pick out at least four well-known tunes from Candide, such as The Best of All Possible Worlds and Glitter and Be Gay. Thank you. That was the overture to Candide, as performed by Zoffo. The second piece on the upcoming program will be Six Épigraphes Antiques for piano four hands by Claude Debussy. Debussy had a genius for creating new sounds, coaxing the piano's complex mechanics into myriad shadings of light and darkness, glistening textures, and harmonies that displaced traditional tonality with modal-inspired scales and chords. All of these are hallmarks of Debussy's piano writing. In composing Six Épigraphes, Debussy used material from an earlier song cycle, Chanson d'Habilité, a setting of six poems from Pierre-Louis' work of the same name. The concluding epigraph, titled For Thanking the Morning Rain, is something of a workout for the pianists with its rapid-fire figures. Here it is, as performed by Zoffo. That was For Thanking the Morning Rain from Debussy's Six Épigraphes Antiques, as performed by the piano duo Zoffo. Harold Shapiro was a student of Stravinsky and a fellow student of Bernstein at Harvard. Are you beginning to see the ties here? His brilliant four-hand sonata for piano is dedicated to Bernstein and was first performed by the pair in 1941. Its mix of European tradition and American innovation recalls both Aaron Copland and Bernstein himself. We'll listen here as Zoffo performs the final movement with its Latin and neoclassical influences gradually building in intensity to a dazzling climax at the end. Thank you. second half of the upcoming program is dedicated entirely to Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Before orchestrating it, Stravinsky explored its possibilities by creating a four-hand piano arrangement, which became the first published version. He and Debussy played in the piece's first public performance in June 1912. We now know this piece as a towering and influential musical work. Leonard Bernstein called it the most important work of the 20th century. But as I'm sure you know, its reception fell way short of adoration. The premiere of the orchestral and ballet version in Paris in 1913, the audience reacted to the revolutionary sound, first by some of them walking out, and then by rioting, making so much noise that the music couldn't be heard, pelting the performers with fruits and vegetables, and tearing the brand new auditorium apart. One critic wrote, "He who wrote the Rite of Spring, if I be right, by rights should swing." It certainly sounded nothing like German romantic music or the then-fashionable impressionism of Debussy. In fact, Debussy wrote after hearing the beautiful opening passage with a solo bassoon in its highest range, quote, "If that's a bassoon, then I'm a baboon." That's pretty ironic considering that it was Debussy who shared the bench with Stravinsky at his first public performance. At the upcoming concert, we're going to hear Zelfo's performance of the original four-hand piano version. We'll close this podcast by listening to them perform parts of the first movement called Adoration of the Earth. The range of moods in this movement is huge, starting with the most peaceful of introductions. Here's that beginning. Towards the end of the first movement, the music reaches the pounding pagan rhythms which so offended the first audience and so inspired later composers. To see and hear this in the four-hand piano version is incredibly exciting. Here it is, played once again by Zelfo. Thank you. And that's just part of the first movement. To see and hear the whole thing, well, you're just going to have to come to the concert. It'll take place on Sunday, September 18th at 3 o'clock p.m. And by the way, as a special hint for our KCIW listeners, I'd suggest that you come early and grab a seat near the front and on the left side for the best show. This and all Friends of Music concerts this season will be at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 102 Park Avenue in Brookings. Tickets cost $15 for adults, and students are free. Students, by the way, are strongly encouraged to attend. All tickets may be purchased at the door the day of the concert or in advance at Wright's Custom Framing. You can also purchase season tickets for all 8 concerts for $85. For further details, call 541-412-2957. And this concludes today's podcast of Coastal Classical Music on Community Radio KCIW. I'm George Cady saying, I'll see you at the next concert.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. If you like this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio by volunteering your time or contributing to our capital campaign. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org.